This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
And welcome into Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm your host, Brad Porter. Charlie Carlin's alongside. Rudy Salazar is back at the studio as we are broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas, 3400 South 4th Street, Traffic Way A. A lot of fun stuff going on out here today. It's the all Westlake Hardware stores celebrating the Barbecue Fest today, the Coca-Cola Barbecue Fest, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everybody's invited. In fact, out here in Leavenworth, where we are, they have the barbecue set up right next to our broadcast location. So we're going to have stuff cooking for you. Lots of great food they're going to get ready for you. And again, that starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 2 p.m. Also, smoking hot grill sale plus delicious food samples. For Ace Rewards members, by the way, if you buy a Traeger Big Green Egg or Weber Gas Grill, you get the pellets, briquettes, or the propane exchange bottle for free, plus free assembly and delivery. The garden spot is open. Charlie and I are looking right at the garden area and all the flowers and blooms that are out. And I'm telling you, you can come out and get some of this stuff, and it's going to make your patio and deck look fantastic. And if you thought you were getting an early start and you have not been to Westlake Ace Hardware yet, you're already late, because there have been people coming in since we got here at about 8 o'clock. So you got to get moving and get out here. Also, while you're out here, enter to win a retro Coca-Cola cooler at the stores in Leavenworth and Westport only, and that is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Got a lot of fun things for the show lined up today. Coming up in about 25 minutes, former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice will join us. We'll talk about the Royals, who kind of like the movie Major League. If you haven't noticed, the Royals have won a few games lately, and judging by the attendance, you haven't. But the Royals have won 5 out of 7, including a game last night that went to the eighth inning scoreless. Looked like the Royals were going to lose after giving up 2 runs in the top of the eighth, and then they put 4 on the board in the bottom. And Jorge Soler is not only the offensive hero again, but also made a 4-star defensive play, a sliding catch in right field as he was sliding in towards the wall. So we'll talk about that with Fitzy at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, Seth Kaiser, formerly of Arrowhead Pride, has now joined the Athletic KC, which is great stuff. He's going to be doing his video breakdowns at the Athletic KC, and he's putting up, he's been posting a lot of post-draft videos of all the guys the Chiefs have drafted, and it's really good stuff. At RealMNChiefsFan is his Twitter handle. So he's going to join us at 10 o'clock and talk about his new move to the Athletic KC. Boy, the Athletic is racking up all of the top writers, not only in Kansas City, but across the country. And Rustin Dodd joined a couple of weeks ago from formerly of the Kansas City Star to cover the Royals for the Athletic, and now Seth Kaiser is jumping in. And boy, Jason Stark, formerly of ESPN, is on the Athletic, and what a really good website. And I hope what they're doing at the Athletic it turns out to be profitable and lasts for a long time, because they're reinventing the way that print media is consumed and internet media is consumed. It's a lot of great writing, good video. So 10 o'clock for Seth Kaiser. At 10:30, former Wizards Sporting KC defender Nick Garcia will join us. Talk a little Sporting KC. Sporting at home tonight at Children's Mercy Park at 7:30. As they host Colorado, you can hear that game live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, followed by the final whistle at 9:30 with Dave Borchardt. But Nick Garcia, we'll talk to him about some of the things Sporting is doing, including last week's kind of bummer of a loss up in New England, and also the fact that Felipe Gutierrez could be out for 2 to 3 months after having hernia surgery, which is becoming more and more common. It's a sports hernia injury. It's more and more common in sports over the last several years. Remember, former Wizards and Sporting KC great Jimmy Conrad had this. I believe he had to go to Germany to have it done because it was a little experimental at the time, but now it's more commonplace. So Nick Garcia at 10:30. Then at 11 o'clock, Craig Cummings will join us, former professional boxer, and he is a firefighter here in Kansas City, but he's fought once for a world title, so he's going to talk to us about the Triple G bout tonight. Unfortunately, it won't be the matchup that we were expecting or wanted because of a suspension, but, and that's Canelo Alvarez, but Triple G is still going to fight, and Craig Cummings knows a lot about both Triple G and his opponent for tonight and can give us some good stuff on that. And remember, Stephen St. John is going to be out at Port Fonda this afternoon and this evening celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and they'll be talking Triple G then as well. So good stuff coming up with Craig Cummings at 11 o'clock. So let's start with the Royals and last night's game. It was interesting for several reasons. One, Ian Kennedy continues to shove, as they say in baseball parlance. He goes six innings last night, six hits, no runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Now, it did take him 103 pitches to get through those six innings, but very clean, worked out of a couple of jams, and good stuff for Kennedy, who's having what you might call a bounce-back season. I thought he was decent last year, but wobbled way too many times, but he's been solid this year. Kevin McCarthy comes out of the bullpen, gives him a scoreless inning. And then Blaine Boyer, man alive, comes in and he's in trouble all over the place. It's one inning of work. You just can't keep putting guys on base. A couple of hits, a walk, did have a strikeout, but the two earned runs. And at that point, you felt like the game had, because of what's transpired this season, you felt like the game had been given away. That it was the, uh-oh, here we go again, Royals unfolding in front of our very eyes. Because let's be honest, the bullpen has blown a lot of leads. And the Royals' offense has not shown the ability to bunch runs together, at least until this last week, when they've gone 5-2 in their last seven games. But Ian Kennedy was much better. Kelvin Herrera was filthy. 10 pitches, 7 strikes, and just ridiculous stuff right now, which continues to set himself up for a big trade package at some point this summer. At least that's the conventional wisdom. The other part that continues to be interesting this season is the, well, I wouldn't call it a resurgence because Jorge Soler has not surged yet. So the surgence, is that a word? The surge of Jorge Soler and his offensive output. He now has a 10-game hitting streak. He's reached base safely in 19 consecutive games. He's on base in every game. And it's no coincidence that Soler, being able to discover his stroke, has coincided with this Royals run of getting wins, 5 in the last 7 games. No coincidence at all. Been waiting for Soler's bat to come around since the Wade Davis trade. Got a little bit of a chance last year before he was sent down and spent the majority of the season at AAA and didn't really do anything eye-popping enough to get a call-up. But winter spring training again this year, and just like last year, worked hard with the outfield coach. This year it's Mitch Meyer. Last year it was Rusty Kuntz with Mitch Meyer helping out. But continued to work on his defense, continued to work on his swing. And whatever he's discovered, obviously it's working. And one of the things I know that's been talked about a lot here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, and that Cody Tapp has talked about it a lot on Baseball Tonight, is he seems to want, and Danny Klinkscale has talked about it too, Jorge Soler seems like he's taking too many pitches, which is an odd thing to say for a Royals batter. You want them taking pitches, you know, whenever they can, but the point that Cody and Danny have been making is that perhaps he's passing up on pitches that he could be depositing in the fountains on a regular basis. But if the patience is working for Jorge Soler, stick with what works. He'll come around, they'll do the video study, and he'll see the pitches that he's overlooking that he ought to be crushing. He's got his batting average up to .309, and his on base is at .429. And I was just looking at a couple of other numbers on Soler. RBIs now with 12 after those two last night, so not a ton of RBIs, but driving in, getting on base and driving in when he gets the opportunity, which is all positive for the Royals. Because the debate has been, did going back to last year, did the Royals lose the Wade Davis trade? It was never going to look good because Wade Davis was going to continue to be a top closer. He leads all of baseball in saves right now. And, of course, you kind of guessed that he might have might be in line to sustain some sort of injury, but he's still getting it done this year for the Colorado Rockies. And Jorge Soler, after spending most of the season last year in AAA, it looked like a bust. Now, look, he was a rising star in the Cubs organization. It was no accident that the Royals and their scouting staff had their eyes on this guy, along with everybody else in baseball. And when they had the opportunity to cash in on Wade Davis, this is the player they selected. Now, the Royals have proven over the last 5 to 7 years, the guys they drafted going back to, you know, Alex Gordon, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, that they can identify talent, whether it's in high school, college, the major leagues. Now, it hasn't been as good the last couple of years, and the drafts have not produced a lot over the last 3 to 4 years, obviously, because the Royals have been drafting lower, having a better record. But they had identified Jorge Soler and knew that he was raw, especially defensively. And one of the things I saw tweeted out last night, I believe Sam Mellinger of the Kansas City Star tweeted out, that the Royals staff, front office staff, believe that Jorge Soler's defense has come up a full letter grade since they got him into the organization last year. Now, I saw him in spring training in 2017 and saw how much work he put in with Rusty Koontz. I also noticed how raw he was. It was hard to watch. I mean, even in spring training drills, it was hard to watch. Learning to properly track the baseball, learning to break in the right direction, learning when to break forward and break back, and whether you're breaking back, moving to your left or to your right. It was all a massive puzzle that had been opened, and all the pieces were basically thrown on the ground, and the Royals had to put it together. And now it's paying dividends. You saw the play in the top of the ninth last night, after the Royals put the 4 runs on the board in the bottom of the eighth. Jorge Soler right in the middle of it again with a big two-run, two RBI single. But then in the top of the ninth, long drive, right field, it's going into foul territory. Soler is on a dead run, had it tracked perfect, went into his slide and made the catch with a little pop-up right before he rolled into the wall. That's a tremendous level of difficulty for your average to above average major leaguers. It's exponentially more difficult for Jorge Soler. But it's a byproduct of the work that he's put in, the patience that the Royals have had to work with him and turn him in to a better right fielder. Because I got news for you, he's not going anywhere. He's going to play, unless he has a massive slump of some kind. And even then, the other options aren't that great. Paulo Orlando? No. Almonte? He was hitting better before Gordon came back from the DL, but now Gordon is tearing the cover off the ball. And we can talk a little bit about Alex Gordon as well. Seeing the ball better, he's hitting well over 300 since his return from the disabled list. And perhaps during that time on the disabled list, we know Alex Gordon works hard. No one questions how hard Alex Gordon works, especially in the weight room. He's a weight room warrior. We know he takes a lot of extra batting practice, but the discussion became maybe he's not willing to change. And I can't put a finger on it yet. We'll need another week's worth of games, 2 weeks' worth of games, to be able to break down and tear apart exactly the kinds of things he's doing better. But his time away, plus a rehab assignment in Omaha, maybe a chance to clear the cobwebs a little bit, be a little bit closer to his family. Great road trip to Boston in which he took his brother. It's normally the father's road trip, but as we know, the Gordons lost their father last year. Got a chance to take his brother. His brother was knocking home runs out at Fenway Park during batting practice. And Alex went and hit one during the game and said, I think mine went further. So, familiar surroundings. Having his brother around for a couple of days in Boston, very positive. All put together, a nice little hitting stretch for Alex Gordon. And again, winning five of your last seven games, it's Jorge Soler. It's Alex Gordon getting better. Salvador Perez coming back, mixing and matching in the bullpen. And then yesterday, the Royals added another piece to the bullpen, which I think is a fantastic story. Jason Adam now joins the Royals bullpen. If you're not familiar with Jason Adam, 2010 fifth-round pick for the Royals. Not only that, he's a Kansas City kid, went to Blue Valley Northwest. So it was already a great story. Hometown kid, drafted by the Royals, has a chance to do good things in front of his friends and family. And he kind of, you know, toiled for a handful of seasons in the minor leagues. And then in 2014, when the Royals needed an extra bat to make their playoff run, Jason Adam was the guy that got traded for Josh Willingham. So Jason Adam went to Minnesota, a little time there, and got hurt, was with the San Diego organization last year, battled injuries again. I believe he's had three surgeries since he left the Royals. So that's been tough. Worked his way back, ended up back with the Royals this year, worked in spring training, showed he's got really good stuff, already decided you're a bullpen guy, started out at AA Northwest Arkansas this year, massive numbers. J.J. Piccolo, I believe, was on with on Sports Radio 810 WHB this week, said, look, he was too much for the hitters at AA. We had to bump him up to AAA. Then he got to AAA and continued to rake, if you can use the word rake for a pitcher. And again, the Royals said, well, he's too good for AAA. Obviously, we need bullpen help here. So Jason Adam got the call, got into Kansas City. Now, he had pitched on Thursday, I believe. He had pitched on Thursday for AAA Omaha for a couple of innings, so he was probably not going to get into that game last night at any point, unless they thought he had enough adrenaline running where he could just roll out there and mow some guys down. But I venture we'll see him this weekend in this series against the Detroit Tigers, which is another interesting story. For as much as the Chicago White Sox have the Royals' number, the Royals have the Tigers' number. Last couple of games, especially last night. I mean, you go, you know, neither team scores for seven innings. Tigers put up a couple of runs. They got some decent pitching. They're top five in the American League in ERA for a pitching staff. Royals seem to have their number. They've already been to Detroit twice. Tigers are here. And it's all a good thing. And the combination of the Royals' win last night and the White Sox loss puts the White Sox in last place. So the Royals are not in last place anymore. So winning 5 out of 7. Getting 2 in a row against the Tigers here. Jorge Soler's raking. Alex Gordon's done well since his return from the DL. Ian Kennedy continues to pitch well. And the Royals are not in last place. So it's all good stuff. Well, I tell you, once again, we're broadcasting from the Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas, 3400 South 4th Street, Traffic Way A. They're going to get the barbecue fired up here in about an hour and a half. They'll have fun stuff going on for the barbecue fest from 11 to 2. Everybody's invited. They're going to be making food. We're set up right next to them. We got great giveaways going on. You can register for a chance to win a classic Coca-Cola cooler. And I'm looking at it right now, trying to describe this cooler for you. Don't think about the cooler you take to the ballpark or to the picnic. This is a metal cooler, like something you'd find in somebody's kitchen or living room in 1952. It's got the classic logos on it, but you can put your ice in there, put your Coca-Cola products in there, whether it's traditional Coca-Cola or the Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or the Coke Life. Put it all in there. Have some friends over. I'm sure you can put other beverages in there as well, but come on out and get that. And we have cool koozies for you as well here at our display stand, so lots of good stuff. We are going to take a quick timeout as we continue live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth. When we come back, my good friend, former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice will join us. We'll talk a little more Royals baseball, Ian Kennedy, Jorge Soler, Alex Gordon, the Royals winning all of a sudden, and all that good stuff. And another great day, by the way. If you haven't been outside yet, get outside because it is another fantastic spring morning here in Kansas City. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Charlie Carlin is out here as well. Rudy Salazar is back in the studio. We'll be back right after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Well, Welcome back to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am Brad Porter, and we are broadcasting live from the Westlake Ace Hardware out in Leavenworth, Kansas, 3400 South 4th Street. Just a terrific spring day, and we first pulled into the parking lot, Charlie Carlin and I, and I see, thousands of flowers, I'm going to say, just in full bloom, and it just looks beautiful. And you can stop by and get the flowers, make your patio and deck look great. Plus, they got the Smoking Hot Grill sale. We're going to have food samples coming out a little bit between 11 and 2 as they have the Barbecue Fest. Everybody's invited. So we got great giveaways. We have some 810 WHB koozies, and you can register to win a classic Coca-Cola cooler. So lots of good stuff, and I'm going to tell you about more giveaways and more stuff you can check out while you're out here at Westlake Ace Hardware. So get out and check it out. Talk a little Royals baseball now, or continue to talk Royals baseball, with our good friend, former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice. Fitzy, does your lovely wife Jan have you out in the garden planting flowers yet?
Actually, no. That's not happening. I'm actually at my 11-year-old grandson Kelly's having a baseball tournament out in Gardner, so we're there. I'll do anything to avoid planting anything.
You don't want to get your hands dirty, right?
No. Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, she's, my wife is the best person at planting a garden, and then that's the last thing she does with it. She never takes care of it. It's overgrown. I wound up having to mow it down towards the end of summer, and it's hard to distinguish the weeds from the plants. So I go, you're on your own on this one. Anything that grows, it's on you.
Well, hopefully she's not listening right now. Why don't we switch it to baseball before you get yourself in trouble?
Yeah, she's not far away.
All right, Fitzy, these Royals, despite the horrific start to the season, plus the injuries to Salvador Perez and Alex Gordon, and just not playing good baseball in the bullpen being a disaster, all of a sudden you look up, they've won 5 of their last 7 games, won back-to-back games against the Tigers, another chance to win a series this weekend. They 1-1 up in Boston, and Boston's the hottest team in baseball. They've put together a nice little string here, and look, it's not going to be anything that makes you think maybe they're a contender, but maybe they're not going to lose 100 games.
We've talked off and on, from the beginning, and I may prove to be wrong, but I've always thought that, it was a team that was going to, maybe hover around 500 for the most part. And, yeah, they did get off to a terrible start. The bullpen, was just so iffy. And I don't know that there's still any defined roles out there other than maybe two. But the team itself, you go by position, and they can play with a lot of teams in the league right now. And with the emergence of Soler and doing the type of job he's doing, Jay coming up, and hopefully he can play at this pace. But it's a decent team. It's a pretty good team. And, a lot is going to depend on the pitching, how the pitching does. So we'll just have to ride this out a little bit. The starters have really been up and down. I mean, we're giving up way too many home runs. And, kind of hard to bounce back from, from the big fly and immediate scoring. But, the offense, I think, is going to be okay. The defense, I think, is going to be okay. And we're going to see if some of the pitchers step up and really, really take charge.
Well, speaking of pitching, Ian Kennedy, another nice outing last night as he goes 6 innings, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, no runs. It did take 103 pitches. But you go back to last year when he was struggling, and he never really recovered from that leg injury. He never looked 100%. This year, even though he got hit on the foot with a comebacker last week, a week and a half ago, he's still pitching well and maybe setting himself up to be a trade piece. And if not, he's pitching well for the Royals.
I think Kennedy's a good pitcher. You're kind of going to be what your record is. You're going to be on the back of his baseball card, and that's pretty much what he's going to be. Getting hit, and then I've been hit all over my body, and you just kind of stay in the game and you pitch. It's what you do. These pitchers have to get a little you know, intestinal fortitude and battle out there. And for the most part, they all do. I know Duffy is just churning right now because he's a very prideful man. He's got, you know, he's got great stuff. You know, Kennedy, you know, the same, but, you know, just you just have to pitch. And you have to, you know, I'm not about, it really bothers me when they talk about, you know, always out there competing. Of course, that's what athletes do. They do it every day of their lives. And, you know, that thing is, that's not a mark. That's just what you're supposed to do. And so to go out there and compete, you're not supposed to just keep your team in the game. You're supposed to win the game. So I'd like to see a little bit of a, you know, attitude change going out there just saying, you know, I'm going to bury somebody.
We're talking with the former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am Brad Porter. We're broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. Fitzy, you touched on the bullpen earlier. The Royals made a call-up yesterday to help out Jason Adam, the young man from Blue Valley Northwest High School, drafted in the fifth round by the Royals in 2010, was traded to the Twins in 2014 for Josh Willingham as the Royals were trying to get an extra bat for the playoff push. Then he got some injuries, ended up in the San Diego organization last year, again, battled a little injury, but got back, started mowing him down at AA Northwest Arkansas, so much so that they said they couldn't keep him there. They had to bump him up at AAA. And then, again, so much success, they said, well, he's got to help us on the big league club, and we certainly need the help. It's a great story, but he's a Kansas City kid. He's been around, and he's finally going to get his chance.
Yeah, at a relatively young age, you know, he has been around some. And actually, he took a he played a part in the the wild card game? I believe that the was it Willingham that he was traded for?
Yeah, it was Josh Willingham.
Yeah, and he got a big hit in that game that we went on to win. So he said, I felt good about that. I didn't feel good about not being there. But yeah, it is a neat story. You like to see stories like this of kids that persevered, because he had four surgeries and
right.
You know, to still come back. And I thought Joel Goldberg did a really nice job talking to his family last night. And I mean, you know, this is just so exciting. And you know, hopefully the people come out and support him, and hopefully, you know, I just hope he's able to do the type of job that they anticipate he can do, because again, like I said, it's a great story. He, you know, he's a great kid. They're getting ready to have their first child in June. So, you know, in addition to all the help he can do for the Royals, you know, again, it's just such a cool story.
Yeah, Jason Adam had to call his wife yesterday and tell her, we cannot go shopping for the baby stroller today. Why not? Well, we're going to Kansas City. We got to go.
Yeah, and we'll be able to get a much nicer one.
Yes.
Yeah, that big league paycheck is just a little bit better than that minor league check, because I don't think he was on the roster, so they had to make a spot for him. Of course, you know, once you get in the big leagues, you know, you're on, all of a sudden you're making $560,000 a year, which is probably better than the $30,000 or $40,000 he's going to make down in minor league. So, you know, good news for the family.
Yeah, Brandon Maurer was the player that was taken off the 40-man, so he stays in there. And even if it's prorated, it's still a much better paycheck. So hopefully.
It's just a little more than I'm making right now.
Yeah, exactly. Heck, probably I'll bet an average major leaguer now makes more than you made for most of your career.
yeah. My best contract, my last contract I signed with the Indians was for about $450,000 for 3 years, and I think minimum right now is $560,000. So
yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, they're doing a little better than we're doing, and you know, in my business right now, they're doing a lot better than I'm doing.
Yes, we're talking with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice here. The Royals have won five of their last seven games, back-to-back wins over the Tigers to open the current homestand at Kauffman Stadium. All right, Fitzy, the bats have come alive, and especially for Jorge Soler. And look, I saw him in spring training in 2017. A lot of the focus was on the fact that he could not play defense, wasn't very good. He did put in the extra work with Rusty Koontz and now with Mitch Meyer. We knew the bat was there but couldn't see it last year, so he spent most of the season in the minors, but has really come alive. And just for some guys, it takes a little bit longer to click at the big league level, and right now it's clicking for Jorge Soler.
Yeah, it really is. And talking to, some of the people associated with the, with the ball club that I've known for years, he's supposedly just a great kid. And,
yes.
He's a hard worker. It's like you hear that, this winter he dedicated himself to being a better ball player. Well, he should have done that when he was 12 years old. But, this is how they make a living. But, he's got skills. He's a big kid. He runs well. He's strong. He hits well. Defensively, he's going to get better. He's able to learn. And I think it's been, huge what he's been doing in the club. And another thing, let's not overlook, I don't think it's coincidence that all of a sudden they're playing better ball and Salvi's back. Because he and Moose are kind of like the heart and souls of this ball club that have been through the ups and downs. Because when they first came up, they were struggling, and then they learned how to win. And, Salvi being in there every day has just made a difference. So, I don't know what this club's capable of doing. I think they can win some ball games, and I look for them to get, maybe close to 500. And, who knows what the division will do. So, again, it's baseball. It's exciting. It's fun. So, just enjoy the ride and, live with the consequences, whatever they may be.
All right, we're talking with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice here on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Brad Porter, broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. We would love to have you out here and check out all the great flowers and blooms and the barbecue units and all the fun stuff out here. All right, Fitzy, to continue on Soler, one of the things that's been discussed on this radio station is that he's hitting very well, 10-game hitting streak. He's reached base safely in the last 19 consecutive games. But one of the things is maybe he's being a little too patient at times and taking a walk when he should be crushing a ball. Now, look, I didn't play at this level. You did. How long does that take to be able to get to that level where, okay, the patience is good and I'm getting on base and I'm drawing walks, but now I'm going to look and try to recognize the pitch that I can absolutely crush?
It's kind of one of those, kind of a rock and a hard spot in that, there's probably some pitches he could hit, but again, he's got himself in a good habits right now. He's swinging at strikes. If you start chasing, trying to do too much, all of a sudden, you're expanding the zone for the pitcher, and he'll start exploiting that, taking advantage of it. And all of a sudden, your average is going, you're 290, 280, 270, trying to get those hits. He's doing what he needs to do right now when they're, not throwing strikes, take that. Because, Salvi's done it in the past, but Soler, I think it's better him being selective. He's seeing more pitches. He's getting more confidence as a hitter. And again, there's certain times when you can expand that zone a little bit. But again, don't get yourself into a habit where you're just kind of freewheeling. And and again, make the pitcher throw strikes. So I think he's doing what he needs to do. Moose is behind him. Sally's behind him. They need to step their jobs up. And when he gets on base, then it's up to them to do their work.
Hey, we don't talk about Moose much because he just continues to hit. And if we leave him alone, he'll be just fine. He's a very motivated young man considering he's on a one-year contract. But the player, you mentioned the guys hitting behind, and Alex Gordon is one of those guys. And Alex, after his stint on the disabled list and getting a few rehab at-bats in Omaha, has come back and looked better than he has in, 2.5 years, Fitz. And
yeah.
to me, his swing has looked the same for the last, 5 years, just that looping and the one hand comes off the bat and it looks ugly at times. But obviously something he did during his stint on the DL and the rehab assignment, whether it was film study, getting a little advice while he was in Omaha, something has changed because he's clearly seeing the ball better and getting better swings.
Well, we just had the last 2 years, probably 1,100 at-bat look at Alex Gordon and what he's done. And right now it's a small sampling. I mean, I'm a huge Alex Gordon fan. And, I'm hoping that he did see something and he was able to fix it. But, watching for 2 years and then watching for 2 weeks, you're taking a different sample sizes. And so, I'm going to wait and see. But I know Alex is a ball player. I know he's an all-star ball player. I know he's a really, really solid ball player, one of the best ball players to come through Kansas City. And, hopefully, maybe there's something, from a health standpoint. I know that, he lost his father he's in spring training. And, there's just been a lot of things going on. He had the hip issue. Hopefully, that was some of the things that were going on within his life, within his swing of the bat. And he's got this figured out. Plus, again, here's a guy that has a lot of pride, that wants to win. Great kid. I call him a kid. And, I think Alex is going to be fine. I mean, Alex is a solid ball player. I mean, he's one of the best to come through the ranks of Kansas City. And, Alex, career-wise, he's not a 300 hitter. He's like a 270 to 280 hitter, 75 to 85 RBIs, 15-plus home runs a year. That's who he is each and every year. And, like I said, 2 years is a long time. But to me, those 2 years, it was just like this un-Gordon-like. And hopefully that's in the past and that's not going to happen again.
All right, we're talking with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice here on Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Fitzy, a couple of more questions for you before I let you go. I saw one of the more odd things in baseball that happened to the Royals last night, odd particularly for the Royals, and odd in the way that it unfolded and the players' reaction to what happened. Okay, so in that four-run eighth inning, we all know about the unintentional walk now. You don't have to throw the pitches. Manager right. Just tells the ump, put him on. So Alcides Escobar is up in a position to either get on base or drive in a run, which he doesn't do a lot of. For some reason, the pitcher, I think it was Stumpf, could not find the strike zone. So it's ball one, ball two, ball three to Alcides Escobar with first base open. And then the Tigers manager, Ron Gardenhire, who I love, he's a great guy, signals out to the umpire, go ahead, we're putting Esky on. Put Escobar on. Escobar turns around and kind of like, what? What's happening? And he looked back at the umpire and he took a couple of steps and stopped like, are you kidding me? Are they really intentionally walking me? It was just so funny that they had decided to pitch to him and then we're going to walk a guy who's a 200 hitter to load the bases.
you and I have watched a lot of baseball together. It's kind of one of those things that nothing is surprising anymore. But again, setting up the force, the easier play, we're just even a ball in play, which, Essie's capable of doing, is going to cost you some runs. And, at that point, possibly, really, really make a difference in the game. So, but, it's something for Essie to cut out in the paper today to save the tape. to show his family at some point in time that, hey, I was actually intentionally walked back in the day. So
after being thrown three pitches.
Yeah, but, I love Esty. I love watching him play. You write his name in the lineup each and every day. He's there to play. He's there to win. He does whatever he can do. And, we've lived with that defense for a number of years, and it's always worked. So, hopefully, I'd love to see guys like Moose, Esky, Salvi, and, who knows how many guys you're going to keep. But I'd like to see him, in August and September, just, even sniffing around with a reason to keep going other than just, the fact that you're a professional baseball player and that's what you do.
All right, we're talking with former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice here, Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB, as we broadcast live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. All right, Fitzy, we got the 3:15 start time today for the Royals, so they'll be going head-to-head against the Kentucky Derby. And Jason Hamill goes to the hill. And Hamill's a primary example of the trend in Major League Baseball that starters today cannot get through the third time through the order. And Major League teams are addressing that by loading up their bullpens and conceding the fact that starters are no longer expected to go more than six innings. If they can get through it and survive, it's to the bullpen. And Hamill looked like he had conquered that earlier this season, but he slipped back. He still hasn't won a game. His ERA is inching towards five. And he's a guy that I don't think you can trust right now to get into that third time through the order.
You know what it is? And years ago, Allard Barrett asked me to speak to his entire pitching staff, and I did. And I was explaining that, you know, throughout the game, you know, when you get him out like once or twice, the third time, you know, you can't pitch him the same. You've got to, you know, change up a little bit because hitters are you know, they're continually, you know, watching you, watching your trends, and you have to make some adjustments. But the major thing is that I actually think that people kind of get this in their heads now that it's the third time around they're going to struggle, and it doesn't necessarily have to be. If you can continue, if I can tell you, if I'm out there throwing, I can tell you, I'm going to throw you a fastball down and away. It's going to have movement on it. I don't care if you're looking for it. You're not going to do much with it. But they're making mistakes. They get later in the game, they make mistakes. You watch Salvi Butera, who's ever doing the catching, and watch how many times, you know, they put the target down, then have to move the target a foot or 2 feet. It's not so much that, you know, the stuff isn't there, it's the location isn't there. You can, if you spot your pitches, I don't care who you are, every once in a while a good hitter is going to get a hit, but for the most part, they're not going to hit the ball. And we get a little tired late in the game, and we just start, even last night with Kennedy, so many pitches were over the middle of the plate that guys were swinging and missing or what have you. But those aren't good pitches. Breaking balls, for the most part, a right-hander throwing a breaking ball, a slider, curveball, whatever, that's middle in is a horrible pitch, and they get away with it. It's not a good pitch later on in the game. If you see it, you know, the third or fourth time, you're going to wear it out. It's all about location. It's about changing speeds. It's about changing the look that you give a hitter the third time up. You know, by the third time up, your ball's probably moving more. You've lost a little velocity, which is okay. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, you should be in a groove where you're able to throw the ball. You know, the catcher gives you a target where he maybe moves the glove 4 to 6 inches, but it's in that area. It's in that zone. But we're just not able to make those pitches. I love Hamels. I think he's got great stuff. Be excited if Carnes ever gets back, because you know he's one of those guys that has the great stuff. But I don't know. Just 2 years ago, Hamels won 15 games, and you know, yeah, he went from 34 to 36 years of age, I believe. But I think he's still got a lot of game, and he's still got some nasty stuff.
And could get himself lined up for a trade deadline deal if he improves a little bit, Fitzy.
You know what's funny? Yep. Not being a, as you know, I'm not the general manager of the Kansas City Royals.
No.
I've got a very, very good guy there. But, you know, all organizations, you know, when I was coming up, this and that, you always try and trade for a guy that you hope can do the job of the guy you just traded. And it kind of always gets me a little bit. I personally, if I were the general manager, which I'm not, I would love to see, you know, Moose get about a 3 or 4 year contract. And again, I don't think it would break the bank. You know, maybe $10 million a year. And what he's gone through, he knows the market isn't what it was at one point in time. And plus there's some pretty good third basemen and some pretty good bats coming out this next year for free agents. So he knows his value, you know, isn't going to be where he thinks it might be. But I mean, he's a very serviceable ball player, and, you know, staying in shape, staying healthy, you know, he's going to be good for 3 to 4 years, but I would love to keep Moose in the fold.
Absolutely. Hey, Fitzy, enjoy this beautiful spring day and watching your grandkids' baseball tournament. It's a great day to be outside, and soak it all in, and then go have maybe a little family barbecue tonight, all right?
We will do that, Brad. You have a great show, and always a pleasure talking to you.
All right, that is our good friend and former Royals pitcher Al Fitzmaurice joining us to talk Royals baseball. Fitzy, always good insight. Was an outfielder at one time when he was early in his career, became a pitcher, and became one of the best in Royals history. I agree with Seren Petro. I think he's probably the most underrated starting pitcher in Royals history. So good stuff there from Fitzy. Again, Royals coming up this afternoon, the 3:15 early start. So baseball tonight with Danny Klinkscale will come up at 2 o'clock. Danny will be in at 2 o'clock. Again, we're broadcasting live today from the Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas, 3400 South 4th Street. All Westlake Ace Hardware stores today are celebrating the Barbecue Fest, and that's going to go on from 11 to 2. Everybody's invited. You're all welcome to come. Any Westlake Ace Hardware store, neighborhood's helpful place, as they always say. Got the Smokin' Hot Grill sale, plus delicious food samples. They literally have the grill right next to our broadcast location here at the Leavenworth store. So we're going to be, Charlie Carlin and I are going to be horning in on that as soon as they get the grill going. We'll have a good lunch out here. Also, for Ace Rewards members, buy a Traeger Big Green Egg or a Weber Gas Grill, and you're going to get the pellets, briquettes, or the propane exchange bottle for free, plus free assembly and delivery. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. More to come. We'll talk Chiefs football. You're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
This is Sports Saturday with Brad Porter on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. My name is Brad Porter. Charlie Carlin is out here as well at the Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. Rudy Salazar is running at the Rally House Studios. And I got to tell you, folks, we're outside of the Westlake Ace Hardware, and it's a great day to be outside. And folks are going right to the flowers and the blooms. They're bursting right now. There's thousands of them. People just get right out of their car, or they pull their car right up to the flowers, load them up, go inside, pay for them, and take them out. And they've got a nice day ahead of them to plant flowers on this beautiful spring day. So get out to your local Westlake Ace Hardware. All kinds of good stuff going on. That garden center is just absolutely fantastic. All right, plenty more still to come in the show. Coming up in the next hour, Seth Kaiser, who is now writing for the Athletic KC, covers the Kansas City Chiefs, all their video breakdowns. Great stuff there. He's going to join us at 10. Nick Garcia at 10:30, talking Sporting KC in Colorado. Out at Children's Mercy Park tonight at 7:30, a game you can hear live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And then 11 o'clock, Craig Cummings talking Triple G and boxing and all kinds of fun stuff. So we'll do that coming up next. Again, you're listening to Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter, broadcasting live from Westlake Ace Hardware in Leavenworth, Kansas. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.